Now, repeat that.
Okay. Eat it for breakfast, and it's white, and it's made up of ground corn. And, you boil it. Eat it with bacon and eggs.
I don't know.
Grits?
Oh, yeah, grits. Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's uncommon. You don't even think
about it. Oh, I forgot about that.
All right, what about the kind that is made from whole grains of corn? After you leach off the...
Hominy.
Okay, say it again, please.
Hominy.
Right, all right. Okay, what's a kind of white vegetable that's... Well, it's a staple food of Chinese and Japanese people.
Rice.
All right. What are some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages that hillbillies make?
Moonshine.
Okay, you heard any other names for that stuff?
Oh, white lightning.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. That's about the most two popular I know of.
Have you ever heard it called Splow?
Who?
Splow? Okay. How about Bust Head? It's a good
name
for it.
That's some of these niggers calling it type of names.
Oh, you think they call it Bust Head?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's funny. All right, when something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, well, just...
Smells good.
All right. Now, what do you call the sweet, sticky liquid that you put on pancakes?
Syrup.
And what's the other stuff that comes from cane that's a little thicker?
Molasses.
All right. Now, do you know anything about making either of those?
I made it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Which molasses?
Made it regular old sorghum molasses.
Okay, and you might say syrup is thin, but molasses...
Syrup and molasses, same thing.
Oh, they are? Molasses isn't any thicker?
Yeah. No, in other words, you just make it how thick you want it.
Oh, okay. Okay. You might say, this is an imitation sorghum molasses. It's...
Doesn't it?
You might say, this is an imitation sorghum molasses.
No.
It's...
Imitation.
It's not imitation. It's...
Pure...
All right, I need another
pure
word.
Pure sorghum or pure molasses or what?
Gen. Begins with gen. The word I want.
Pure, genuine?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay.
So. Sugar is sold retail, already put up in packages, and wholesale it is sold...
With a pound.
Okay, but if you want to say it like it's sold loose, it's sold... Did you say in bulk?
Well, I tell you, I never did see any sugar sold loose.
Oh, okay.
Now, in other words, when I was a kid coming up, you'd buy sugar, it'd come in 100-pound sacks, or it'd come in 50-pound sacks.
Ooh. Okay.
And as far as the sugar in bulk, that wasn't handled that way, because it was sold by the pound. And anything sold by the pound, unless it's something loose, wouldn't be bulk.
Oh.
And 100-pound sack sure wouldn't be loose.
That's true. Okay, I see. Okay. What do you call the sweet stuff that you make by boiling sugar and the juice of a fruit and you put it on toast? Strawberry or apple or whatever. You spread it on toast.
Now that's just sugar and fruit. Well, that'd be jelly or preserves or.
Okay. Fine. Now, what do you call the things you have on the table to season food with?
Salt.
And.
Pepper.
Okay. All right. There's a bowl of fruit, say peaches and apples, on the table. Somebody offers you a peach, and you say, "No, give me."
An apple.
All right. If